Economists are often asked the question of whether we can ever forecast the economy or predict it. And I think it's important to make a distinction between forecasting, which is asking, you know, can I tell you how much unemployment there'll be in 3 years or what interest rates will be, versus making testable predictions in a scientific sense. Now, the economy is a very complex, dynamic, and nonlinear system, which means that it's always going to be limited in our ability to forecast it. We can probably do a bit better than we're doing now with better data and computing power and so on. But just as with weather forecasting, there's probably some inherent limits to that. But what we can do is make theories that make testable predictions, that you know, we can understand that you know, if, say, stock market returns have a particular distribution to them, you know, what's causing that distribution and test that. Or we can understand if the economy, you know, has patterns of economic growth that maybe we can develop a better theory of, and we can test that theory. But that's not the same thing as necessarily forecasting the economy. An interesting example of how some of our work can help inform better policymaking is one of my colleagues here at INET at Oxford, Professor Doane Farmer, and some of his colleagues in the U.S. have built a simulation of the housing market with quite a bit of real-world data in it. And this model very nicely reproduces the bubble that we saw in the housing market. They've then been able to test alternative histories. If we had done this differently or that differently, you know, would we have prevented the bubble? And one of the things that their work shows is that some relatively small interventions in key points of the regulatory system could have had a big impact. And quite specifically, how much mortgage you can get relative to the value of your house, what the bankers call the loan-to-value ratio, turns out to be a very sensitive variable. And the banks loosened their standards on that during the buildup to the bubble. And what this work shows is that if the regulators had held the banks to the same standards they had actually had for many decades and not loosened them, that the bubble could actually have largely been prevented. One of the things that we've seen in the financial crisis are these large-scale discontinuous events, such as the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers, which then triggered a cascade of other events that brought us into the depths of the crisis. One of the members of INET at Oxford, Sir David Hendry, has a group that's been looking to model processes of discontinuous change, and can we actually predict or understand structural breaks in the economy. Now, one may not be able to predict the specific event of, say, a Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, but what one might be able to do is see when conditions are ripe where we're likely to see something blow up. We can't predict which bank or, you know, what event. But there's an old Chinese saying that when the forest is dry, you know fires are more likely. And so we may be able to understand better when the conditions are right for structural breaks in the economy.